This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is hailing House passage of his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The House has signed off on the $1.9 trillion package, sending it to the White House.
Everything in the American Rescue Plan addresses a real need,
including boosting the vaccination and testing programs and helping struggling Americans weather the pandemic's economic destruction. While the bill had nearly unanimous Democratic support, no Republicans voted for it, with Texas's Jody Arrington, among others, blasting it as less of a relief bill and more of a Democratic wish list of things unrelated to the pandemic.
It's a $2 trillion blue state boondoggle and a Trojan horse for their reckless partisan policies.
It'll become law once the president signs it Friday. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
It's been 1 year since the World Health Organization declared a coronavirus pandemic. AP's Rita Foley reports.
When the WHO declared a pandemic on March 11, 2020, what was ahead was the stuff horror movies are made of. Millions of deaths, disrupted lives, wrecked economies, and near universal loneliness and isolation. The NBA suspended its season. Tom Hanks, filming a movie in Australia, announced he was infected. That evening, President Trump addressed the nation from the Oval Office, announcing restrictions on travel from Europe. A year later, some are dreaming of returning to normal thanks to vaccines that seem to materialize as if by magic. I'm Rita Foley.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P closing higher, but the Nasdaq off slightly. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News.